Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
It's so good to see you, even if it's through a screen. And we have been so disconnected lately.
It's been bad.
It's been hard, and I know it wears on us all. But we are excited because we have a lot of great opportunities to get reconnected.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, so pumped for that. So it's been nice, you know, through the summer to open up a little bit more. But now as we go into fall, we've been really diligent as a church to create some great opportunities to get back in community, to get back in each other's lives, and
yes,
I'm pumped for it.
Me too. We've got a really cool class. It's called Alpha.
Yes.
And the whole idea of it is, maybe you are trying to figure out your relationship with God. Maybe you've got really tough questions. It's not for the seasoned Christians like Chet.
Oh, I'm signing up for it.
Yeah. But if you have tough questions, it's the perfect opportunity to discuss it and to talk about it with other people.
Yeah, and one of the great things about Alpha, like many of these other opportunities, is that we're going to offer it all online.
Yes.
So you don't have to drive anywhere.
That's right.
You know, you can stay in your pajamas, whatever. You know, it's going to be a great, great way and an easy way to really get connected. Along with Alpha, we're going to launch for the first time. We've never done this before,
yes,
but it's called Connection Pathway. We have a team that's been working really hard on just creating a great curriculum, a great experience, so that if you are newer to Christ Church, maybe you've just been coming the last couple months, and through COVID, you've never even been on site on any of our campuses, and you want to get involved, you want to,
yes,
be part of the church, this is the perfect class to be part of. It's a perfect opportunity. So if you're kind of looking to get connected, but you're like, where do I start? Connection Pathway will be it. It's a four-week session, and it's going to be really good, really helpful.
It's going to be great. We're also doing Discover Christ Church. If you've ever wondered about the church, what do we believe? Going a little deeper on serving and all kinds of great stuff, Discover Christ Church, we call it DCC, is the place for you. Now, the cool thing is all of these you can sign up straight on our website. That's ChristChurchOhio.org. And you can also find out all the times and if it's online or in person. So if you're looking for that info, go to the website.
Yeah, and a big news for West Campus.
Yes.
Is we, September 15th.
13th.
13th, I'm sorry. Dates have never been my strong suit. September 13th.
Yes.
We are launching another in-person service here at our South Abbey location. So we're going to change our times. We're going to go 9:30 and 11 to be consistent with the rest of our campuses. And so if you are looking to come back to service in person, we will have more room for
you. Yes, we miss you guys so much, and we want to create the social distancing and keep it safe, but we want to see your faces.
Absolutely.
But also, if you are still interested and you have the high risk factor, or you just want to still watch online, you still can do that. And the service times are switching also online to 9:30 and 11.
Yeah, so all it means is there's just more opportunities to connect and to be together and to be the church together during this difficult time.
That's right. We want to say a huge thank you for your generosity and for the impact that you're making in our Northeastern Ohio.
Yeah, and your giving through this time has just been absolutely amazing.
It has.
And we believe giving is part of how we worship.
That's
we
right.
don't give to God out of guilt or begrudgingly, but we give because we feel like he's been so good to us. And that one of the ways that we honor him is that we put him first in our finances and in everything. And it's a way to say, God, you've been so good to us. All this is a gift from you, and we trust you. It's an act of worship.
There's two ways to give. The first is our Christ Church Ohio app, and the second is our Christ Church Ohio website.
And finally, we wanted to just take a moment. We know for many families, this is back to school week.
Yeah, my kids are going. We've been talking to some teachers who are feeling a little anxiety about it all.
And I know that every school district's different, and there's hard decisions for everyone to make. So we just wanted to take a moment, and we wanted to pray for parents and teachers
and kiddos
and everyone who, you know, I know is going into just a lot of uncertainty and a lot of change.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray for you guys right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. We know that we're not alone, even in the uncertainty, even in the change, even in the challenge. Father, I want to pray for all the parents who maybe have a tough situation with how school and how everything's playing out. God, we pray that you'd bring them the right resources. We pray for extra patience. We pray for extra wisdom. And we pray that you would give them peace. Father, we pray for the students who maybe some love it and some don't, God, but we just pray that they could just thrive and grow, that they could find ways to stay connected to you and to others, and that they could find blessing even when things look different. And finally, Lord, we pray for teachers and administrators. We pray your blessing on them. We pray that you would help them to fulfill their work with excellence, Lord. And many of them, their jobs have gotten two or three times more difficult. We just pray your blessings upon them. We pray for those making decisions that you would give them wisdom and that your name would be glorified. And Father, we pray through all of this, we could give each other grace. Father, there's going to be all kinds of decisions made that we might not agree with. But Father, instead of letting that bring out the ugliness, I pray it could bring out grace. And this time could not drive wedges between us, but it could draw us closer to each other and to you. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the service.
You are better than all these things. Your love is better than life. You are the well that won't run dry. I have tasted and I have seen. You are better than all these things. Oh, your love is better than life.
Hey, welcome to Christ Church. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to say a special thank you to Joe Von Anderson, the bishop himself, for preaching for me the last 2 weeks. I really appreciate it. Got to listen to him the second week, and he just brought an amazing, powerful message. I know I was blessed by it, but thank you so much, Allie and I and Emery. We had some great vacation time, and we really appreciate that. But I'm glad to be with you, and today we're starting a brand new sermon series. So if you're just tuning in with us for the first time, you are coming in at the perfect time, because for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be going through the book of Hebrews and talking about this idea of something better. There's been a lot of bad news, a lot of frustration in 2020. Our attention can be captured by all the wrong things. And we're going to look in these next 5 weeks at the book of Hebrews that's going to show us something better to fix our eyes and to fix our hearts on. And I think it's going to be encouraging and helpful to you as you listen in. Well, I don't know if you've ever had someone give you bad advice before and you took it, but I know that I have. One of the times I think about most is when I was growing up and my brother, he's 4 years older than me, and we were like most brothers. We love to torment each other. We love to fight, and we love to give our parents a lot of heartache because of our antics. And one time I was in the kitchen, and there were some onions sitting out on the kitchen counter, and I had never eaten an onion. I was very young at that point. And I remember being curious about them, and my brother picked up on this. He goes, "Oh, you've never had an onion before?" I said, "No." He said, "You would love onions." And they were just sitting there. I was like, "Really?" And it did kind of hit my mind, like, he seems to be in a good mood right now. Like, we're not punching each other, anything like that. But I didn't know what was happening yet. And so he kept encouraging me. "Yeah, they're so good. Oh, my gosh, I love onions. They're my favorite food." And he begins to just keep selling it to me. So finally, I was like, "All right, well, I'll try one." He's like, "Oh, great, you'll try one. Just make sure to take a really big bite." So trusting my older brother, that's exactly what I did. I took a big old bite out of a raw onion. And as I started to chew it, I nearly threw up in the sink, yelled at him, probably threw it at him. I'm sure there was a fight soon afterwards. And ever since that moment, there hasn't been a lot of trust between us. We are rebuilding it as we speak. No, just kidding. That's what brothers do to each other. You know how it goes. And it was one of those moments where I listened to the wrong voice. And that was an innocent moment, but there are times in our life where listening to the wrong voice becomes absolutely detrimental. And today I want to talk about what voice we're listening to today. And I want you just to think and to look into your own life right now. What voice is driving us right now? Because there's a lot of voices out there today. I would say this seems to be one of the loudest times that our world has gone through in a while. There's all kinds of voices and opinions on politics, on COVID-19, on schools, on life, on the future, on where we're at, on where we've been. That there are so many voices out there competing for our attention and competing for the direction of our lives. And it's never been more important to think about what voice is driving our life. And so what voice is driving your life? What voice is driving my life? If we're listening to the voice of culture, and if our lives get directed by what culture says, it's a very fickle voice to listen to, because cultural values change. One time people are lifted up as a hero, the next time they're torn down as the worst thing ever. And when we just live or die by the voice of our culture, then what we do is we are in danger of having a very, very small and limited perspective on what is ultimately important and what really matters. Sometimes we can listen to the voice of our own insecurities and fears. I know many times in life that's been the most powerful voice driving me, is that I live out of my frustrations, out of my fears, out of my insecurities, and it leads me to places that aren't always best for me, to making decisions and being a person that I ultimately don't really want to be, but it's because I'm listening too strongly to that voice. It reminds me, I read recently a book called What Made Maddie Run, and it's a very powerful book, but such a tragic story. And it's about this young woman named Maddie, and she is just an all-star in every way. She ends up gaining acceptance into an Ivy League college. She's a Division I athlete. She's pretty. She's smart. She has great friends. She's got parents that love her. And everything is going good for her in her life. But yet, she struggles with this deep feeling of misery and unhappiness. And I wish the story had a happy ending, but it doesn't. The story shows how all of this built, and people didn't know the extent of it, and the story ends by talking about how she took her own life. This beautiful woman with all kinds of potential, all kinds of time ahead, all kinds of opportunities to grow and make a difference in the world. But there was some voice that she was listening to that led her in the wrong way. I know it's an extreme example, but it gives you a sense about how powerfully our lives can be shaped by the wrong voices. And what's so dangerous about this is that the right voice is often drowned out at the time when it needs amplified the most. When I read that story about Maddie, you just want to dive into that story and be like, listen, girl, it's going to be okay. You're gonna figure it out. God is good. It can be different than this. But unfortunately, we don't have that opportunity. But we do have that opportunity right now. And we do have that moment to allow God to speak into our lives with his voice. And maybe some of us are in a dark spot today. Maybe some of us are in a hole and we feel like there isn't hope. And today, I want to challenge that voice that you've been listening to, and I want to call you to a better voice, because there is a better voice. And when we listen to that better voice, it leads and creates a better future. And today, the book of Hebrews is going to show us that the better voice to listen to is not the voice of culture. It's not the internal voice of insecurity and fear. It's not the voice of trying to please someone in our life, but it's the voice of Jesus Christ that calls us to a better place and to a better hope. And we're going to look at this today together. It's Hebrews chapter 1. If you have a copy of Scripture, you can open it with me, but I'm going to read to you chapter 1, the first three verses, and here's what it says. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And so there's a lot in these verses, and we're going to unpack it. But the big idea that you see is that the author's saying, God has spoken many times in the past through prophets and other ways. But he says, but in these last days, he's spoken definitively through Jesus Christ. Now, that's so important for us today because the voice of Christ is the most important voice to listen to. The voice of Christ means that every other voice has to fall under that voice. It has to be subject to it, to that voice. That I have to look at the voice of culture, the voice of the world. I have to look at my own internal voices. I have to look at the influence that other people want to have on me, their voices, and then I have to all put it under the authority of the voice of Jesus Christ and say, is it what he's saying? Is it consistent with his message? Is it consistent with his ideas? Is it consistent with his teaching? Because if it isn't, they don't represent the truth and the majesty of God, but Christ does. And so what that means for you and me, it's the one voice you can always trust. It's the one voice that will never lead us astray. It's the one voice that when we listen to it, we are guaranteed a better future. That's what he's trying to tell us today. There's a better voice to listen to. And why is Christ's voice better? And the author shows us very clearly why it is. And let me explain this to us. He says it's a better voice to listen to because of who Jesus is. First of all, it said he is the Son of God. Christians believe that Jesus is not just a great teacher. He's not a prophet like so many other prophets before, but he is God himself who's come down in the flesh. He is the Son of God. And so if he's God, we better listen to what he has to say. He also goes on and he says that he's the heir of all things. And what that means is that everything that is created, the universe that is known and unknown, all of that, at the end of the day, belongs to Christ. Your life, my life, everyone's life we know, it belongs to Jesus Christ. Why does his voice matter? Because it all belongs to him, you and I included. He is the one also that created all things, that created the world. He has, the book of Hebrews tells us, owner's rights to everything. He radiates the glory of God, the very substance and majesty of God, the very center of him we see in Jesus Christ. He's the invisible God made visible, and he sustains all things. In other words, there is no one like him, and there never will be anyone like him. Christ is in a league of his own, and because of that, his voice needs to reign supreme in your life and my life. And the author of Hebrews tells us one more really powerful thing. He says his voice is also better, not just because who he is, but also because what he has done. At the end of verse 3, it says that he sat down after making purification for sin. That Jesus Christ has solved the greatest problem in humanity. Now, if we were to make a list of what humanity's greatest problems are, we might say it's starving people, it's disease, it's famine, it's injustice, it's economic issues, it's war. We could make all kinds of lists, and those all would represent many of the problems. But what the scriptures teach us is the greatest problem is that we are broken, lost sinners. And we are alienated with God. And we can never make our way back to him or figure it out or live good enough or be holy enough or perform our way to him. But we need forgiveness and we need someone to bring us back to him. And what Hebrews says is that Christ has done that. Christ has solved your greatest problem. Might not feel like your greatest problem, but it absolutely is. It said he sat down. He was done. It's like when you're done with work, you go home and you just sit down. You're like, you know what? I'm finished. I'm ready to move on. That's all behind me. And he said, Christ has solved that once and for all. Why should the voice of Christ be precious to you and me? Not just because of who he is, because of what he's done for us. Because we have this great God who loves us, values us, that he would do everything to bring back broken people like you and me to him. He solved it. So let me be practical for a few minutes here. How can we listen to the voice of Christ today? Maybe you feel like you need a better voice to listen to. And I would say if you are in a dark place, or if you're on that path where you just know you're not who you need to be, life isn't going the direction it should, I want you to open your heart to the voice of Christ. And how can we begin to hear him today? Well, I think it begins with this. Number one, you have to create some space for his voice in your life. It's loud right now out there. If we are just filling our minds with our Facebook feeds, with CNN, with Fox, with all the other news channels, if we're filling our minds and our hearts with all this type of information and there's no room for the voice of God, then we won't be able to hear it and we won't be able to follow it. Our lives just need to create some space. And I want to encourage you this week to just create a little time and a little space to listen to God. Maybe turn your phone off. Maybe get away for a little bit. But just let your heart and your mind settle so you can begin to hear his voice, because we need that better voice. Here's the second thing. Listen today for his voice right now. I believe even while we are in this message together today, I believe God might be speaking to you right now. Maybe for some of you, as we talked about what Christ has done to bring us back to God, maybe you just need to listen to his voice right now and hear him say, I love you. I have a place for you. You're not too broken for me to forgive. You're not a lost cause. There's still hope and healing. As we talk about listening to the voice of God, maybe some of us, we know what God has been speaking into our life. We've just kind of been running from it. We maybe don't want to engage or do anything about it. And if that's you, I just want to encourage you to listen and act on what God is saying to you right now. The third way we hear God's voice is that we just take time to really seek him in prayer. I don't think God wants to make things more difficult than they have to be. Here's what I believe. If you desperately want to hear from God, God will speak clearly to you. If you're facing moments in your life, if you're facing obstacles in your life, and you are genuinely confused, you are genuinely frustrated, you're genuinely lost, but right now you want to hear from God, if you seek him in prayer, he won't leave you hanging. He won't make you jump through all the hoops. What I find is that many times, I'm not actually really seeking to hear from God. I'm not prioritizing that in my life. And so I don't, because it's not what's in my heart. And so today, if you want to seek him in prayer. And then lastly, seek him through Scripture. I believe that the Scriptures, like we read every week in church, these are the way that God speaks to us about our lives. If you need to hear from God today, I would encourage you, as we are in this series on the book of Hebrews, to take some time and to read through the book of Hebrews the next 5 weeks. Like I said, every week we're going to look at a different chapter. There's more than 5 chapters in the book of Hebrews, but as we go through it these next 5 weeks, you could probably read it over a couple times, and as you're reading it, say, God, speak to me. Show me your way. Direct me. Encourage me. Give me the guidance that I need. Build me up. Let me hear your better voice. And we can seek it through Scripture. In 1938, there was a study that began at Harvard, and it was a study on human happiness. And the goal of the study was to make it the longest lasting study on human happiness that had been done. And amazingly, that study has continued for over 80 years, following some of the same subjects that are still alive today at the beginning, and then also introducing new subjects and new aspects of it as technology and research has increased. And one of the main pioneers of this study on happiness, a man named Charles Vaillant, he basically summed up the whole findings of the study by saying, what makes a good life? What makes a happy life? And what he said is, I love this quote. He says this, happiness is love. Full stop. What he found in a study that ultimately what made people happy, what made their life meaningful, was not material possessions, was not wealth, was not the absence of difficulty and things like that, but it was ultimately that they were loving people and in loving relationships. And all this incredible research, and it's, you can look at how well documented it is and all the material that they have, it came down to that. And I just thought, that makes sense, because that's kind of something that the Scriptures said a long time before, that love is the center of what we're called to do and be, because ultimately God himself is love. And he shows it to us through Christ, and he changes our life with it. Now, what I like about that study is that for the whole time, they just obsessed over that question. What genuinely brings human happiness, makes meaningful relationships? And they asked it again and again and focused on it. And as I thought about that, I just want to leave you today with a challenge. I want you to obsess with this question today. What is God asking you to do? And what are you going to do about it? What is God asking you to do? I want you today, I want you for this next week to just obsess over this question. What is God asking me to do? Where is his voice leading? Maybe he's going to give you the voice of encouragement. You just need to believe and persevere and cling to some of his promises. Maybe it's a voice of direction that you know you're kind of going down the wrong path and the Lord wants to redirect you. Maybe it's a voice of wisdom, but I just want you to obsess over these questions. What is God asking me to do? And what am I going to do about it? Because here's what I know. Here's what the author of Hebrews is saying to us. God has spoken at many times and in many ways. And there's a lot of other loud voices out there. But the voice that matters most is the voice of Jesus Christ. And if you hear that voice, and if you respond to that voice, there is something better ahead. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you have spoken to us through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your voice isn't as cryptic as we make it. It's not as confused. But when we look at Christ, when we seek Christ, when we understand Christ, so much becomes clear. Father, help us to see him today. Help us to hear your voice through your Spirit in each of our lives, saying, this is the way, walk in it. And Father, would you lead us to better ways, to better days, and to become better people. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Spoken, and I know.